You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
So imagine as a combat-weary U.S. Marine coming to this revelation.
Like, my God, I would rather be in Afghanistan where it's simple. And then when you come home, it's almost more difficult than doing that stuff.
Hey, where's it coming from?
Coming on your right!
On the right!
Hey! You gotta get your ground up!
From the southeast!
That first voice you heard was Sergeant Nathan Harris, the main character in the Oscar-nominated documentary film Hell and Back Again, about fighting in Afghanistan, about the war against the Taliban, and a whole lot more. The film might also have been titled To Hell and Hell.
Most of the men accept the fact that they could die. You really have to accept it in order to do our job. You have to.
This documentary is the story of how Nathan Harris was injured seriously just 2 weeks before his battalion was scheduled to head back home. It's also the story of a relationship between a husband and wife and a filmmaker and his subject. In 2009, filmmaker Dan Funk Dennis was embedded with U.S. Marine Echo Company, where he met Nathan Harris. But learning of Harris's injuries months after the filmmaker got back to the States and began working with his footage, he decided to change the focus of his movie to be a story of war, recovery, and the very long road home for one Marine. Dan Funk Dennis and Sergeant Nathan Harris join us to discuss the film. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Sergeant, how are you doing these days?
Oh, pretty good. Still pretty busy, really active, doing a lot of healthcare stuff, and fortunately getting to talk to people and different outlets because of the film. So doing pretty good.
I don't want to play the flashback game with you, but can you describe your injury, the nature of it, how serious it was?
I had lost a lot of blood. It was around my femoral artery, and I had a 24-inch exit hole in my right hip. So there was actually a 2-foot hole in my body, and a lot of bones broken, and a lot of blood loss. So the blood loss caused a coma and a brain injury. And a lot of stuff that I'm still working with now because of my brain being starved of blood and oxygen, basically. And I lost a lot of the muscle and tendons and different stuff like that that help you walk. So, I have to use different aided assisted devices to walk with. And that's pretty much the majority of the difficulties that I face.
Well, that's
usually those things.
That's quite a list, Marine Sergeant Nathan Harris. Hold on there for a moment. Dan Funk Dennis, director of the Oscar-nominated documentary Hell and Back Again, you were observing Nathan Harris, someone who you knew when you were embedded with his battalion, as an individual who'd walk perfectly well, and I suspect you might have been looking at images of him on your edit machine when you learned of his injuries. Explain how the focus of your movie changed or shifted in some way.
I first met Nathan in July of 2009 during a very large offensive to clear the Helmand River Valley in southern Afghanistan. And I was embedded with Echo Company 2-8 of the 2nd Marine Division. And we were dropped deep behind enemy lines and into a village, which shortly afterwards we were surrounded and attacked from all sides. And the fighting was extremely heavy. After the first day, one Marine had been killed, a dozen had collapsed from exhaustion, and nearly all of us had run out of water. And on this pile of rubble that became known as Machine Gun Hill, this is where a Marine passed me his last ball of water, and this was Sergeant Nathan Harris. And I could see he was an exceptional leader. He was absolutely fearless, and I followed his platoon further into this stronghold. But it wasn't until about 7 months later when I was back in North Carolina waiting for Echo Company to step off the buses to a reunion with their families that I soon realized that Nathan didn't get off the bus. So I asked the rest of the men, where's Sergeant Harris? And they said he was hit 2 weeks ago. He was medevaced out. And so I called him up, and he was just being released from a naval hospital. He was in extreme pain and distress, and he invited me back up to his hometown. And that's where he introduced me to his wife, Ashley, and he said this guy was out there with me. And it became a story about his return home and how difficult that is.
And, you know, part of the fight here, and this is, you know, a movie with a lot of fighting footage in it, but the most compelling fighting footage really has to do with this battle to regain a marriage, regain the ability to move. And Ashley Harris, Nathan's wife, speaks it as well as anyone. Listen.
I don't know what keeps us together. I don't know. Something. We love each other. I guess if you can get through that, you can get through anything. We've been to hell and back.
Dang Feng Dennis, how ready was this couple for the extraordinary toughness that really was required for this recovery?
I think it's something that it's very difficult to prepare for. You're coming from this world of life and death and blood and dust back to a world that doesn't really understand what you've just been through. And so it can be very disorienting, very isolating. And to break through that and to reach out to your family members, to your community, and try to reintegrate into society is actually much more difficult than what happens on the battlefield. And so I wanted to bring these two worlds together, the battlefields from Afghanistan and the home front in North Carolina, by cutting back and forth between the two in the film to really try to bring the war closer to home.
So, Sergeant Harris, how annoying is it to have a Oscar-nominated documentary filmmaker running around with you?
Well, it's not annoying at all. I actually enjoyed Dan being there the majority of the time. There was rare incidents where I couldn't even say that I didn't want him there. There was really no incident where I didn't want him there. He got to see everything from me struggling in the morning to doing therapy and being in so much pain it was actually making me sick, to just disagreeing with Ashley over minute things that really didn't matter at all. So I felt like it was somebody that was getting to see some of the things that I was going through, and it was somebody that I'd already been in extremely hostile situations with, and had become comfortable with in country, in Afghanistan with.
You guys were bonded together as a result. You know, I'm reminded of the statement you made in the movie, I would rather be in Afghanistan where it's simple, and when you come home, it's almost more difficult than doing that stuff. Can you recall what you were doing that made you say, out of frustration, you wish you were back in Afghanistan?
Yeah, and I talked to a lot of the Marines about this, and it seems to be a common echo, is just when we get back and you start with the hustle and bustle of just everyday life, trying to go to Walmart, trying to find a parking spot, trying to get an item you need, all on a time scale, all in reference to needing to do something else and get something accomplished and figure out how to get your taxes done and figure out all these many, many things that go into everyday life. It's much simpler when you're on the battlefield and there's a known enemy, and your job is to go after them and keep them from basically getting you first.
Extraordinary. Yeah. Are you going to the Oscars, Nathan?
Yes, sir. I'm going out there and meeting up with Mr. Dennis, and we'll get to spend a couple of days out there in California.
Well, they better give you an aisle seat there at that Kodak Theater. Sergeant Harris, it's been great talking with you.
Thank you, sir.
Danfeng Dennis, why does America need to see this story?
I think it's easy to forget that this country is at war. And it's when we forget that we deny their sacrifice. So I think it's important that we honor them.
Congratulations. I'll look for you in the crowds there at the Oscars. Deng Feng Dennis is the director of the Oscar-nominated documentary To Hell and Back Again. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Our listeners are calling in about an earlier story on kidney donations in which family members and friends of people with kidney disease would donate out of being a good Samaritan.
This is Ellen calling from Baltimore, Maryland. If you are lucky enough to have a friend or a family member who's willing to give up a kidney, then you have an advantage over someone who doesn't have a friend or a family member and even may be equally needy.
An extreme idea of the Good Samaritan. Call us with your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste is back tomorrow. This is The Takeaway.